Today we're speaking to arts worker Ashley Yusim Chang. Ashley's worked across art institutions in Taiwan. She has studied in the UK and she's currently in Perth, focusing on programming projects and managing artists out at Midland Junction Art Centre. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Ashley, I in the interest of transparency, you know, we are friends. You have made me banana cake. I have rifled through your husband's bookshelf and borrowed a book that I still haven't returned. I'm really sorry about that. So, you know, I kind of have an idea of where you're coming from when it comes to creating communities for artists to make their best work. But how did you get to this space in your career? What has led up to you kind of wanting to create these spaces for artists?
Yeah, well, probably it's a kind of, you know, a long journey, because I am actually a, you know, art student. And when I had the opportunity to start to work at the museum, just I graduate, and I realized how hard it is for the artists, you know, finally get that opportunity to, you know, putting their show in the museum. And so I always felt like, you know, I just want to support them because they have made, you know, a lot of effort to come to that stage when you can put your own solo show. And so my role as a, you know, exhibition coordinator, curator at the Taipei Fine Arts Museum for 3.5 years, I have, you know, organized a lot of group show for the open call, solo show, and then going to retrospective exhibitions and international traveling show. And so I have really a rich opportunity and learning journey through that 3 years of work experience with, you know, very professional artists, art curator. And I just felt as a curator, as a people who work in the art institution, it's our role to really, you know, provide that education and that understanding for the audience to understand each artist, their work and their process. So I think, you know, in kind of, you know, from my own perspective, I just want to share this valuable experience with a lot of people. And so when I had the opportunity to study overseas and came back again to Taiwan, I involved in the art consultant company where we, you know, organize a lot of public art project and local art festival for the local government. And that really took me from the white space, the white cube space, into the community. Mm. And I know that, you know, it's kind of like really eye-opening. Like you actually bring the art and talking to people, then they you become a mediator. You know, how are you going to talk to the community group to talk about, you know, the arts were very foreign to most of us if you are not in, you know, study art. And so I think I really also learned a lot during that time. And I realized, you know, creating the space or creating an opportunity through art, it's actually very particular skill, and because you need to understand both sides. But I just love, you know, when people connect together, when they meet each other, and finally they get it. And that's, I think, the joy for me. So I think in a way I spent quite a lot of time when I first met people to have a proper chat and to meet them in all sorts of different, you know, situation, not just in the institution, outside in the cafe, or, you know, invite them to come to my home. And so I think this is why I think, yeah, just as a human being, you just want to meet people in real life and in an authentic way. And I think this is where, you know, I try to build this in where I work. And this is probably, you know, quite different, because, you know, sometimes artists try to make sure they present very professional, you know, and very cool, especially when you work in the contemporary art. It's very, you know, like a nerdy kind of, you know, conversation vocabulary. I think that, yeah, that actually, in a way, it's good. It has its own merit and it's important. But I also feel as an arts worker, I really just want to create a platform that people can involve and people can feel comfortable and they can understand, you know, what's the meaning of the art and the culture in our society. So it's probably that's a long answer for you.
Well, it's really interesting, isn't it, when you talk about like this art language and the jargon that's used, because when we talk about art and creative pursuits, we often associate it with self-expression and, you know, exploring parts of ourselves and the lives that we live and we see around us. And yet that particular language can kind of mask that and be a barrier to accessing those experiences.
Yes, definitely. And I think, you know, sometimes we got to, you know, remember, why do we work in this space? What's the purpose for us to work, you know, in this space? Not just a job, not just, you know, pay us, but what's your aspiration? And I think, you know, lots of people, you know, always talking about working overtime. But, you know, as artists, if you think about their practice in the studio, they don't have working hours. They keep thinking, they keep pursuing. And I think, yeah, this is something that I feel is so important for people to acknowledge and understand, you know, when people work in that space. But also, I think in terms of the ability to appreciate, you know, the arts and, you know, the culture, it's such a human, you know, distinct character and that we are inherited. But we haven't really been able to discover it because all our curriculum is very focused, academic driven, you know. And I feel, yeah, something about this aesthetics, appreciate the ability to appreciate our life, the beauty, it needs to be readdressed, especially, you know, in this fast changing world. How you appreciate, you know, the small gathering or the small work that, you know, come from a studio, come from a human hand and the stroke of the brush. And I think this is, you know, something that we need to rethink about the way we approach life and education. Yeah, so I think I remember when I was in high school, I first went to the National Palace Museum in Taiwan, and my Chinese painting teacher, she was quite young. She was probably in her late 30. And she took the group of us, we were just like 15, 16, and she took us in front of this, you know, hundreds of years of old painting by Fan Kuan, and talking about, you know, that landscape is just, you know, You can see just the stroke, the mountain, the people walking with the, you know, kind of the trailer in the mountain. And then she started to say, oh, what can you discover? So those questions to help you to understand, oh, what kind of lifestyle or what kind of era and what is this person doing there? So then the painting, the 100 years old painting, become life in front of me. And I just find that still struck me, like I was so thankful that I can understand and I can communicate, you know, the people who are 100 years, you know, already passed, but I can understand. And I think that's the power of art, that the communication that beyond words. So anyway, that's probably, you know, again, too long.
No. Well, again, I was speaking to Michael Bonner earlier this morning and we were talking about the ways that art acts as like a conduit for cultural knowledge being passed down through the generations. And it sounds like that's what you experienced as well when you were talking about that painting.
Hmm.
If you've just tuned in, we are talking to Ashley Yixing Chang about community arts and the work that she's doing at Midland Junction Arts Centre. You've been at MJAC for a solid 6 months now.
Yes.
And so how are you bringing this approach to your work within the Midland community?
Yeah, it's a really interesting because obviously we are kind of, you know, managing the two sides, the Mundaring Arts Centre and Midland Junction Arts Centre. But I think for me, it's so important immediately because when I got on board, we have the open call for the people to artists to apply, and then we have the artistic committee to select the artist's work. And obviously, they, you know, the committee is looking at the excellency, the quality of the application. And then, you know, there's still lots of applications didn't get through. And so we got this quite a lot of empty spots. So for me, that's kind of an opportunity for us to engage people we think or artists we think they can energize this space. So through the artist residency, through the group exhibition, I try to find those artists who generally interest to research that maybe, you know, using their own practice, but investigate, you know, the history, the landscape around our area. And I think by inviting, open that door, identify those artists who have generally, you know, interest in working in this space, that will, you know, give them the opportunity to come in, to use our space, and then connect us to the community. Because in Midland, obviously, City of Swan, there's a lot of significant Aboriginal historical sites, and, you know, Yeagan's Head is, you know, buried in Guildford, and there's a highest Aboriginal population in Midland, you know, and also the colonial history, the railway workshop. It's just so rich, but then it kind of, you know, as a migrant, I felt like I knew there's Aboriginal, you know, significance, but I didn't really get into a lot of, you know, later history, colonial history, until I really started to investigate. And I think for me, this is so important to try to use the art project, art programming, to invite people to do the research, and then to speak to each other and to connect with each other. So I'm planning to put in a lot of community development project for over 2 or 3 years that will be able to, you know, invite more different ceramics artists, textile artists, writer, theater, you know, producer to come to work with us. Because we, you know, do have a, you know, beautiful building, have a beautiful, you know, theater, dance studio, ceramic studio, print studio. And so I'm really hoping that by, you know, opening this door and share what we are interested to do, that will really help us to, you know, get the community and, you know, build that knowledge and really bring our history to life. And
so many
to connect it to the contemporary world. Yeah.
So many projects. So many things happening. Ashley, so many things to look forward to in the Midland area. And thank you so much for telling us all about them this morning. And I do believe that one of your resident artists in residence at the moment is going to be down at Locale presenting some workshops tonight. Yeah. If you're in the area, you can head on down to Midland, Kale Street, and have a chat to Liz Nucky.
Yeah.
Do a workshop with her.
Yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us today.
Oh, thank you, Beck. Yeah.
I'll definitely return that book, I promise. You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman.